BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for President Vladimir Putin and the head of Russia's Children's Commission. They are accused of war crimes over forcibly deporting children from Ukraine to Russia. From The Hague, here's Anna Holligan.
The ICC has made President Putin a wanted man. He is suspected of being involved in the mass deportation of children from Ukraine into Russia. Ukraine estimates more than 16,000 children have been forcibly transferred to Russia. The Kremlin has admitted taking Ukrainian children and giving them to Russian families, but says this was done for humanitarian purposes. The warrant will make the Russian president an international pariah and make it harder for him to travel. ICC member states are obliged to arrest anyone indicted by the court and extradite them to face justice in The Hague.
Speaking in the White House, President Biden said Vladimir Putin had committed war crimes and the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for him was justified. The US, like Russia, is not a signatory to the ICC. Russia has described the arrest warrants as outrageous and unacceptable, saying any decisions by the ICC were null and void. In Kiev, President Zelensky welcomed the decision.
Today we have a significant decision of international justice. In a case that has real prospects, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Putin. This is a historic decision that will lead to accountability. The head of a terrorist state and another Russian official have officially become suspects in a war crime.
The head of NATO has welcomed Turkey's decision to start the delayed process of ratifying Finland's application to join the bloc. But Jens Stoltenberg stressed it was important that Sweden too joined as soon as possible. After talks in Ankara, President Erdogan said Finland had kept the agreement the three countries made last year, while Sweden still hadn't handed over people he called terrorists. Sweden's foreign minister, Tobias Billström, said Turkey's decision was expected.
As we thought, Turkey has today announced that they aim to go ahead with the ratification of Finland's NATO application, but not Sweden's for the time being. And that is a development we did not wish for, but that we had been prepared for. We and our partner countries are working hard for Sweden's NATO membership. It's a question of when Sweden becomes a member, not if.
Shares in troubled Swiss and US banks have continued to tumble despite massive bailouts as fears persist over the long-term health and profitability of Credit Suisse and First Republic. The Swiss bank had secured a $54 billion bailout, but after a brief rise, its shares fell back. In the US, major indexes have fallen too. World News from the BBC. The Mexican leader, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has blamed the fentanyl crisis in the US on a lack of hugs and embraces in US families. The comment was made amid a growing argument over responsibility for the crisis of the addiction to synthetic opioids. Our correspondent Will Grant reports from Mexico.
The Mexican president's continually placed most of the responsibility for the problem on the United States and its drug policies. This latest incident has seen him blame the issue on the disintegration of families and individualism in the US. The spat comes after several conservative politicians in the US have advocated for the deployment of the US military in Mexico to combat the drug cartels. The issue became particularly contentious last week following the kidnapping of four US citizens and the murder of two of them in the Mexican border city of Matamoros.
Several thousand people are protesting for a second night in Paris and in other French cities against President Macron's decision to force through changes to the pension system without a vote in the lower house of parliament. Demonstrators in Paris lit fires and threw firecrackers at police who intervened to disperse the crowd. Several thousand Serbian nationalists have rallied in Belgrade against normalising relations with Kosovo, carrying banners and chanting no to capitulation and down with the Franco-German plan. They marched on the president's office as Aleksandar Vučić prepares to hold talks on a possible deal with the Kosovan Prime Minister Albin Kurti and European Union officials on Saturday. The Croatian writer Dubravko Grešić, who wrote lyrically on the experience of exile and critically on nationalism and war, has died in Amsterdam at the age of 73. In addition to her novels, Dubravko Grešić was known as one of Europe's most distinctive essayists for her fierce opposition to nationalism and chauvinism. BBC News.